In his front yard, or are they going to play in the stadium?
Where's that? Oh, in Merrill Green? Yeah.
Go ahead and play in the stadium.
Yeah, go ahead and play in the stadium because, you know, you don't want to mess up the turf.
I'm guessing.
Bonnie would get really mad, you know.
I don't know how long politics has been around.
Longer than us.
Since Oxygen.
Yeah. I mean, just here in U.S. America even. But have we ever heard the fat tick reference before?
I'm sure, but I don't know if it's been recorded like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's what a great visual. We've all been there, man, going, ew, that's kind of yucky. Yeah, a fat tick gorging on the goodness and checkbooks of folks just like us. All right. Hey, whether you're a political junkie or you just have a passing interest, we'll have opportunities for you to get the numbers the way that you want to. Election night coverage on 1620 and also on WTAW.com. It's going to be brought to you by First Victoria Bank, responsible banking, member FDIC. We'll be out at the Brazos Center. We'll have a screen out there that'll have, we'll be scrolling through the races of interest in the congressional race, not only the Brazos County numbers, but district-wide. And then we'll have the other local races that are contested, questioned about the transportation fee and then the city council race.
Mm-hmm.
We got some law enforcement races out there as well.
So yeah, we do.
We'll have all that covered for you.
I voted yesterday like I promised I would.
Great. First, before we, let's finish.
Yeah.
We're giddy, delighted that we'll be starting our Fox News coverage at 6 o'clock Central Time, as a matter of fact, next Tuesday.
Whoa. Yeah.
The game plan is also to, on our website, pardon me, at last report anyway, to make available to anyone who wants to go to WTAW.com throughout the course of the evening, because we will have our coverage, but if you want to hear Fox's coverage, we are efforting making that that anchored, continuous, nonstop Fox coverage available on our website at WTAW.com.
So, in other words, however you want to sample it, if you just want to come in and get a little nibble, just have a look at it, if you don't want to hear any of the foolishness that is out there, then that's fine too. If you want numbers, just got numbers. If you want our audio, you've got that, and then if you want Fox's audio, you can have that as well. Plus, we'll have state information from the Texas State Network. So we think we've got that stuff pretty well covered up.
Okay. How about us?
Yeah, so there. All right, so you went and voted.
I went and voted.
Were you the youngest person there?
Got a little sticker. I don't know. It's probably
sticker.
A man.
Got a sticker.
Said I voted.
I voted. Okay.
That's right. I guess today's the last day to vote early, right?
It is, yep.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Matter of fact.
Yeah, so I spun that little dial.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was number 2559.
What does that mean?
Well, that was my little
four-digit
number.
Oh.
2559.
Oh.
I've always wanted that number.
Well, have you now?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Someday.
Hello?
I'll get 2559.
Yeah, so Chet's concession speech will be on there somewhere?
We'll have all the coverage for you.
You knew that call was coming.
Well, yeah, probably so. Anyway, so did you have to stand in line
long? No. Not at all. No, they've got probably what, maybe a dozen little machines there, and you know, there were like seven people at the tables just
waiting
for people to come in.
Did you peek?
Peek at what?
Did you look around, see how other people were voting?
Nah.
Okay. Did you ask anybody's advice?
No.
Okay.
Did you?
No.
You know, I wish someone had been at the booth next to me, because just once when I'm voting, I just want to say, what'd you get for number four?
Yeah.
And then just turn around or just sit there and stare at him like,
yeah,
come on, man, help me out. Help a brother out, you know?
Yeah. Or, that's a joke.
Yeah. You're voting for him?
Yeah. Do we have a state-level judge whose name is Sam Houston out there this year?
I don't think we did. Not on our ballot, anyway.
William Travis or anything like that. Yeah. Davy Crockett Johannesburg or something like that.
So on the uncontested races, do you guys go ahead and vote?
Their races I don't vote on, even if they're contested.
Yeah. Well, me too. But usually
if I'm there, I vote for everybody.
Go for it. Huh?
Yeah. On the non-contested, I'll vote for them too, just because, you know, they want to.
I look at your name. If I don't like the cut of your name, you ain't making
it. That's why I'm saying Davy Crockett Johansson would, you know, probably have an opportunity. What if there was somebody named Bartholomew Agnostic Clarksville? Would you vote for them?
Not because he has agnostic in his name.
Yeah, I was trying to stay away from agnostic.
Agnostic's close. That would be like, ooh, he don't believe in God.
Right. Okay. So. How about Jonathan Clarksville? Would you vote
for him? He's in, buddy.
He's there. Yeah, exactly.
He's in.
We do want to remind you, if you happen to be one of those people who votes a straight ticket and you are in College Station, that does not go all the way down to the city council race. You need to go down there and, if you so desire, vote in that race. Just so you know.
That's okay. Good. That's good information.
That's good information.
I never vote a straight ticket. Even if I vote a straight ticket,
yeah.
I don't ever push that button.
Just go for
no,
it.
No, I want to push all the buttons.
Hey, let's push the buttons. That's
yeah.
Right. The Drudge Report has posted some exclusive details from George W.'s new book called Decision Points. Hits the old bookstores on Nov 9.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the order to shoot down planes on September 11th. And first thought, in fact, that that plane that crashed in Shanksville was shot down, but obviously later got information.
Wow.
During the debate on stem cell research, he received an emotional letter from former First Lady Nancy Reagan. And Crown Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia was about to walk out on the president over U.S.-American stance on Israel when he saw a turkey on the road and said it was a good omen. It's different. They're just different. So, anyway, that's all that's come out right now. Is he going to be on 60 Minutes? Are they going to do that? You know, sometimes they have authors on 60 Minutes when their book's about to break.
Yeah. You get Dan Rather to interview me.
And could they not have had it ready this week?
Yeah.
You know? Why does it have to be after the election?
Oh, that's just coincidence, Scott.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. I just, you know. But still in bookstores mm-hmm. in time for Christmas. And, of course, you can download it to your Nook or Kindle or whatever you happen to have there.
Well, now, you went to see the former First Lady last night, right?
Did, yeah.
Yeah? She say anything about the book? She hawk it at all?
Or dang
anything?
Right.
Or her own book?
Dang right.
Both of them?
Yep.
Well, I've read her book.
She let everybody know that his book is available on Amazon right now.
Ah.
That had to make Barnes & Noble happy.
Well, probably for
they weren't sponsoring the event, were they?
I don't think Amazon was either, though.
Now, is it available for delivery or available for
pre-order? It's available for pre-order.
Yeah, for pre-order, right. Yeah, right.
That's all
yeah.
They're doing.
Yeah.
So there. All right, so, you know, we heard that the Republicans and Democrats are going to bloody each other's noses, you know, after the election. But here's Mitch McConnell already saying, I think humility and gratitude is the appropriate response to the mid-course correction that I think is coming. It's not time for chest beating or spiking the ball in the end zone. Once again, all these schmucks are all under one big tent, folks. We're paying for it. Doesn't matter whether the Republicans or Democrats. They're going to keep getting their dinners paid for and taking care of America.
Us.
Yeah, they're taking care of us. So just remember that. And again, I'm not saying pitchforks and torches going down Pennsylvania Avenue, but, you know,
I don't know.
All of a sudden, yeah, we're going to see how this works. And, you know, again, the Blue Dogs, those Blue Dog Democrats, the conservative Democrats, a lot of them are going to be washed away. And when that happens, you're going to have those on one side and those on the other, and there's going to be a smaller middle ground. And I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work out. Now, one real quick story here. Politico reports that President Bill Clinton.
I know him.
You know, Hillary's out of the country.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying.
Party.
Whoa, listen to you two.
Am I wrong?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Chelsea's calling and saying, Daddy, you behaving?